Exactly 1 month from today, star swimmer Lydia Jacoby will be in the pool in Omaha, Nebraska for her first swim in the U.S. Olympic trials. More immediately, she's finishing her junior year at Seward High School. At just 17, Jacoby has the sixth fastest time for the 100-meter breaststroke in the world. She's been qualified for the Olympic trials since she was 14.
Basically, my entire swimming career since that point has kind of been building up to that meet, so it's definitely a lot of pressure, I suppose. And in some ways, it doesn't really feel like real or present just because it has just been this like big event out in the future for so long.
She's also ranked number 3 of all time in the U.S. in her age group and 14 of all time among all U.S. women.
I do kind of like to impress upon her that she can't really lose at this point. She's already done so much.
Solomon D'Amico has coached Jacoby in Seward for the last several years. Jacoby's been part of the Seward Tsunami Swim Club since she was 6. It's been a strange year for training. The Olympic trials were pushed back, along with the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. And at the beginning of the pandemic, pools were closed. Even after others opened, the Seward pool stayed closed, in part due to maintenance on the facility. So Jacoby stayed with family up in Anchorage over the summer and trained with the Northern Lights Swim Club.
Up there, there's a lot more kids my age, and so it's just been a lot of fun and motivating training up there.
Jacoby says Alaska swimming is a great community. Even as her Seward swim friends started picking up other activities and leaving the sport behind, she'd get to meet swimmers from all over at statewide meets.
And so that kind of was very motivating at that time. Kind of both those things were happening at once. I was meeting new friends around the state while my friends at home kind of moved on to other things.
But Jacoby stuck with swimming. This year, she committed to the University of Texas at Austin, one of several Division I schools that was wooing her for their team.
I just felt a really strong connection with the coaches, and I feel like they really care about me as a person and a team member, and not just a number.
She says in college, she plans to study textile and apparel management and design. She says she's always loved clothes.
And maybe a double major or minor in business.
Clothes are one, but not the only manifestation of her artistic spirit. Right before the pandemic, she had an exhibit of her film photography up in Seward. She also sings and plays guitar, piano, and upright bass. Here she is singing and playing with her band, Snow River String Band, at the Anchorage Folk Festival in 2018. D'Amico says she's extremely self-motivated across the board. When it comes to swimming, he says she's more process than outcome focused.
Which, as a coach, you know, looking at the sports psychology side of things, that's really the way you want your athletes to approach things.
That mentality manifests in how she thinks about her Olympic prospects. She has a good shot at making the Olympic team. She came in 2nd at a recent meet behind world record holder and reigning Olympic champ, Lily King. But she says she won't feel unaccomplished if she doesn't make the team.
Because where I was a year ago going into trials before it was postponed, I was nowhere near making the team. And I just have so much further to go with my swimming career. That's just the beginning.
D'Amico agrees. He says at this point, she's playing with house money. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.